Well, it's been another day of crushing news about job losses. The Labor Department says 5.2 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total number of jobless claims to about 22 million since President Trump declared a national emergency over a COVID-19 pandemic 4 weeks ago. Let's bring in NPR's economics correspondent Jim Zeroli. And Jim, we had you on last week. The bleeding continues in every industry, blue collar, white collar. Tell us more about what you're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, when this crisis first hit, a lot of people who were laid off in the first round were concentrated in industries like, you know, energy, restaurants, travel and tourism. Now we're seeing the layoffs are a lot broader than that. Economists are saying that a lot of business services jobs are being affected. People like, you know, lawyers, accountants, consultants. These are, you know, white collar jobs that pay a lot. So that has an impact on the economy.
Yeah. And as we know, President Trump and governors have been at odds. The governors say it's too soon to open the country. We just heard a senator say, you know, people will dictate that. And a Politico Morning Consult poll, Americans by overwhelming majority say they don't want to open up the country to stimulate the economy. They want to keep it closed as long as it takes to curb COVID-19. But these numbers, that has to be pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a bit of pressure right now to open up the economy. People like Laura Ingraham on Fox are pushing this. I think the question you have to ask is how many people are going to want to go to restaurants or movie theaters if this virus is still out there, or even go into an office. But certainly there's a lot of damage being done right now to the economy, and we're all impatient for it to end.
And that's what Senator Scott just said. If people don't go back, it doesn't matter what lawmakers say. Real quick, stock market hasn't taken a nosedive after this. Why not?
I think people are, it's always difficult to predict the stock market. I think people just are a bit more encouraged about where things are going, and they feel maybe we're beginning to see the bottom. Whether that's true, we'll see.
We'll find out. We'll probably talk to you next week. NPR's economics correspondent, Jim Zeroli.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.